Former journalist and current history buff Guy Clifton covered the Reno Rodeo for 2 decades and wrote a book on the event's first 80 years. He's teamed up with the Nevada Historical Society to showcase parts of the event's history in a new exhibit. He spoke with KUNR's Holly Hutchings about some of the unknown nuggets he discovered from years of research and reporting on this cultural staple.
Since the beginning of the Reno Rodeo, how has the American cowboy changed?
I don't know necessarily that the spirit has changed. I think that it's more of a business now, for sure, for a lot of these guys. Maybe in the early years, a lot of those competitors were just guys coming off the ranches and competing and stuff. Although early back in the 1920s and 30s, a lot of these guys would go compete on the rodeo circuit in a certain part of the year, and then they would go to Hollywood and make films, be stuntmen, and Western films and everything were going on, and they would go do that. But a lot of them, you know, were just there for the ranchers. But now, you know, when you're a professional athlete, they're training constantly. They're in, you know, if they're not at a rodeo, they're in the weight room lifting weights and to prepare for whatever their next event is. So I think they take it a lot more seriously. They make a lot more money now.
So Guy, what was unique about covering the rodeo compared to other things?
The best thing in the world is to be able to speak one-on-one with the athletes and to get to know them and to get to know this sport. And rodeo lets you do that maybe more than any other professional sport. You can't go up on a basketball court and approach Michael Jordan one-on-one and say, you know, can I talk to you, or, you know, LeBron James or somebody like that. You'd have 5,000 security guards biting your head off, or agents or people like that. You couldn't get within a mile of them. But at the rodeo, you can walk up to the world champion, all around champion, and say, hey, do you got a minute for an interview? And, you know, most of the time they'll say yes. Sometimes they don't. But the access that you have of covering that sport is unlike any other professional sport, it seems like to me.
From your work covering this for as many years as you have, what challenges would you say the Reno Rodeo has faced?
Just looking back through its history, the most obvious challenges that it faced are always financial. In those early years, right after World War I, it went really strong for about 5 years, and then kind of fell on hard times and had to suspend it for about 10 years. Then it came back right at the end of the Great Depression and came on pretty strong, and it has been going pretty well since then. But they had a change. For most of its first 50 years, it was held over the 4th of July weekend, which a lot of rodeos are, and throughout the country are held over the 4th of July because that's just a natural time to celebrate. But the city leaders and rodeo fathers thought it was a strong enough event in the 60s that it could stand alone as its own long weekend or extended days in June. And that caused some financial troubles in the early 60s, where they weren't getting the crowds that they expected. That was a hard time for them to bounce back, but eventually it got its footing, and you know, now it's a 10-day really juggernaut.
The exhibit that you curated that's now on display at the Nevada Historical Society pays tribute to much of the 100-year history, but a lot of things that I think are really unexpected, including these Hollywood connections that you mentioned before. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of has always been connected with Hollywood from the earliest years. Like, some of the movie studios would send cameras up here for, back in the olden days, they would have show movies and show news clips, like films before the feature films would go and stuff like that. And they'd come to like the Reno Rodeo and show some clips from the Reno Rodeo. Like I said, a lot of those guys would compete in the rodeo, but then they would go to Hollywood and be stuntmen or be some of them actors, you know, Hoot Gibson. I don't know if you've ever heard of Hoot Gibson. He was a big Hollywood actor. And Yakima Kunit and some people like that, they would go and do the silent movies, all the old Westerns and stuff like that, and then come and compete in the rodeos because they could make more at rodeo than they could make in Hollywood at the time. So there's always been that connection with that.
Well, Guy Clifton, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Guy Clifton talking with KUNR's Holly Hutchings. Learn more about rodeo in Clifton's book, Reno Rodeo, A History, the First 80 Years, or by visiting the exhibit he curated, currently at the Nevada Historical Society, on display through July.